This ivory tower of a city where we have great place of great study. We'd need libraries, and I'm just going to play with this motif of books during our service here, because I would say if you had one symbol of Oxford's character, it would be books. And we've got little booklets being coloured in as we speak down by us. So, the first book we need to open up today is, if this will work, thank you so much, from Jeremiah, a verse from Jeremiah. So the book of Jeremiah is found in the Library of the Bible, and we can read it from the screen. Why don't we read this together, church? So, seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper. And in particular, I want to focus on this instruction as people of exile, and I'll sort of land on that later, that we are commanded to pray for our city, pray for the peace and prosperity, the flourishing of our city. Let me say from the outset, if you are not someone who lives in Oxford, please just feel free to transfer this Oxford thing to wherever you are. But if you are someone who lives near Oxford, whether it's Abingdon or Yarnton or Didcot, wherever, you will understand that Oxford actually is an incredibly influential city, and has a sense that it does in some way set the agenda for so many of the towns and villages around Oxford. Also want to say, as we start, books. There's many books I've started and not finished. I suspect you too have started many books and not finished them, or perhaps you're much more studious than I am. But one book in particular, I'm quite proud that I never quite finished, and it was a book called Don't Just Stand There, Pray Something. I didn't finish it for the right reason, because I remember putting it down thinking, well, this is telling me about prayer, so I should just pray. Of course, what I should have done is pick it up later, finish the book, and therefore my prayer life would have been enhanced. But I'm not going to speak a great deal today about the dynamics of prayer. Let's just own, church, that prayer is both simple and not simple. It's not simple because we pray to a God who doesn't need our prayers. God is sovereign. And we don't have prayers like a slot machine or a computer program where what we pray is answered in an easily measurable or understood way. But we do know that God does answer prayers. And we do know that God calls us to pray, and that's where the simplicity comes in. God loves to hear from us. God is our loving, perfect parent, and he loves us to listen to his voice. He loves to hear us speak very honestly to him, and we can pray in so many different ways. So prayer is great. It's such a privilege. It's not easy in some ways, but it is easy in other ways. And I'd like us today to travel through some ways in which we can pray for the city in which we are. And let me also say, by means of an introduction, that we can pray for a great many things today. I'm aware, for example, of the many great needs around the world. We won't be focusing on those. We are, however, a church that prays for all nations, and we are many nationalities here, so I hope that is part of it. It's also Holocaust Memorial Day today, and we aren't focusing in on that prayer, but I do ask you to go home and remember that and pray for that in your own time. So, this is where the kids who are entranced by their colouring, I need you to help me a little bit, because we're going to open up three books. The first book is this one here. Who feels like they want to open up and find out what's inside this book? Anybody? This is Act One of Persuasion. Do you want to open up? Just find out what's in that book. Okay. This book was owned by my grandfather. It's called The Englishman's Greek New Testament. I don't know if that means you can't read it if you're Scottish. I don't know. It's a shocking thing that my grandfather, who's a naval officer, knew more Greek than I as a vicar in training. But there we go. So what's in there? Oh, is it fallen out? Let's have a look. Oh, look, there it is. Do you know what that is?
A receipt from M&S.
It is a receipt from M&S. Okay, now, you won't want to keep that because that's very boring. But I just want to say this. We all shop. Sometimes we need to, sometimes we just want to. But we are going to focus on shops in a moment. Another book. This book actually has relevance to us in St. Aldate's because two of the three editors are members of the Morning Congregation. I don't think either are here. So inside here is something else as well. It's a sheet of paper. Again, you won't want to keep it. Do you want to open that up for me? Ooh, what's that? Look at that. What does it say there?
Council tax bill.
Everyone's favourite piece of paper. Again, you won't have to respond to that. There you go. Ugandan Churches in the Political Centre. Fascinating book. It is actually a brilliant book. Should be out there in the foyer for people to read. So we want to pray for the council, the city council and the county council. And then our final book. And I would invite, actually, I'm going to invite Matthew up here to open this. Matthew, can you come up these steps here? I think everybody will want to see this book being opened. It's the New English Dictionary. Matthew, brilliant. Do you want to open that up in front of everybody? What's inside this book? Do you want to pull that out?
A yellow mini.
You wouldn't normally find a yellow mini inside a book. Has anyone else opened up a book and found a yellow mini? Okay, in our family, this is Matthew, my son. We always look out for yellow cars, but the golden ticket is the yellow mini double stripe. Okay, and that is exactly what that is. Matthew, you're going to have to go and get that piece of paper you left there. Do you want to go and grab that? We're going to pray now for the employers of the city and the employees of the city. There are many. I'll just put some up here. Many employers of the city. I think it's not behaving particularly well. Here we go. City Council, County Council, Oxford University Press, the universities and the hospitals, we'll come back to those later, and our large industrial employers like BMW. And so, Matthew, why don't you guide us through a prayer here? Can I invite you just as you are to carry on colouring maybe the mini, or just to bow your heads or in some way, hear this prayer.
Shops, for the factories where things are made and for the many employers in this city. We pray that everybody would have a fair wage and be rewarded for their work. We pray that our city would flourish and we pray for the people who help run our city, like the Lord Mayor and the leaders of the city and the County Council. We pray for them. Please direct them in all they do. We pray to particularly for those affected by the uncertainty in businesses at this time, and pray that this uncertainty would end and there would be great wisdom and peace in our city and in our country. Thank you for Oxford and all who work here. Amen.
Amen. Brilliant. So we're praying for the peace, the prosperity, the flourishing of our city. And we've prayed for those who provide employment and for those who are employed. Our next place that I'd like us to go to is a place that is very dear to us. Here at St. Aldate's, it's another church, and we love all churches in this city. But this church in particular, we have a heart for. It's St. Mary's. And behind a book here, we will see Eric introduce something of the needs of St. Mary's and the area in which he's in, Barton. So we're having a video clip here for just a couple of minutes.
Hi, welcome to St. Mary's. I'm Eric Bosford, I'm the vicar here, and this is St. Mary's Church in beautiful Barton. So here we are inside St. Mary's Church, and over the last sort of 3 years, we've had just such a great time with the church community here. We've had a real emphasis on growing with God and going with God. And the growing with God has been about growing wider, so having more people coming into church. We have maybe between 60 and 70 on a Sunday morning now. And the going with God has been very much about getting out and about into the community. Because actually it's the taking the message out and seeing the kingdom of God at work out in the community that seems to be the place of most life in many ways. If you could particularly pray for an appointment that's being made at Bayard School, the new head, the old head is leaving and they're getting a new head in the summer, and it'd be great that we prayed for that appointment. And the other state school in our parish is Sandhills, and we do assemblies and various bits and pieces there, but it would be great to see that grow and develop and be nurtured into the sort of relationship we have with Bayards. So the next thing that we really would value your prayers for is our reordering here at St Mary's. We're already doing some great ministry here with Acorns, the choir, the toddler group, after school clubs, coffee and craft, all kinds of things. We want to be able to extend and reorder the church. We haven't got a kitchen, we've got one very small toilet, and the plan is that we will put two wings on the church and then extend it so that we can do all sorts of things even better. And one of the really important developments that there's been as well over the last sort of few years has been at Barton Park. So Barton Park is over that way, and is a new development that is going to involve about 900 houses and about 3,000 people. Now, right at the very start of it, our curate and also one of our congregational members moved into Barton Park. So the first two places that were occupied were people from our church. And we kind of felt that was kind of putting a flag down. And what we do is we welcome every new family, new person, new household that comes onto the estate with a bag and with some goodies as well, just to say welcome from the church.
The next slide will just remind us of some of those prayer points that Eric shared. And in a moment, I'd just love you to turn around in your pew groups, your family groups, people around you. I'm aware this is an introvert's nightmare, and if you just want to sit there and be silent, that's absolutely fine. But I'm giving over a couple of minutes just to pray for those areas there. One significant thing that Eric shared with me, which I find a very stark statistic, not sure what kind of average, I say that because of the mathematicians in the room, but there is a difference in life expectancy between Barton, beautiful Barton, and those just across the road in the wealthier areas of Headington of 10 years. 10-year difference in life expectancy. And that says something about the inequality of our city, the need to pray for beautiful Barton and for St Mary's as they reach out into their community. So if you can bunch up together in twos, threes, fours, fives, sixes, include everybody. If you want silence, that's absolutely fine. Listen to God, but let's also pray for St Mary's. It's a wonderful sound. It's a wonderful sound to hear you as you're praying, but let me just pray on behalf of us all as we close our prayers for this section. Lord God, thank you for Barton, thank you for Eric and Lynn, thank you for the work going on there, and we bless that area of our beautiful city, city you have brought us to. In Jesus' name, amen. Right, we're going to crack on. We have another area of the city that we should pray for, and I'm in need of someone else who'd open up this book. Who would like to open up this book? Would you like to open up? That's it. I love the enthusiasm. Right, what do you think's in here?
A car.
A car. Maybe a car this time. I should get... Hold that, hold up. Open it. Go for it. Open that up. Now, do you know what that is? Who uses that?
A doctor.
A doctor, fantastic. Okay, it's an impossible word to spell. It's called a stethoscope. And would you feel comfortable reading that out for us? Fabulous, go for it. It should be on the screen as well.
Jesus went through all the towns and villages teaching their synologies.
In their synagogues, yeah.
Proclaiming the good news of kingdom and healing every disease and sickness.
That is Matthew
9:30.
Yeah, brilliant. Wonderfully done. Fantastic. That is fabulous. Well read. So I'm going to invite Tammy up on the stage here with me as we focus our prayers on healthcare and healthcare professionals in this city. And I can give you back your stethoscope in a minute. So Tammy, who are you and what do you do?
Thank you. Hello, I'm a GP in one of the GP practices here in Oxford.
Brilliant. And we have the most amazing set of hospitals, GP surgeries, many medical practitioners all around the city and community. How many in this city are involved? I mean, maybe you don't have a number, but how...
I'm not sure I have an exact number, but yeah. Interestingly, apparently Headington is the most hospital-rich mile in the entire world because there's 4 hospitals in Headington itself, so that's quite an impressive statistic. The Oxford Hospital Trust, which includes them and actually Horton at Banbury, it employs 11,500 people. And there's 21 different practices within the Oxford City, GP practices, and then many more community workers, healthcare workers. I imagine if we look around the congregation today, there'd probably be quite a few of us here. I don't know if you want to be brave and put your hand up if you're in healthcare or social care. There's a few
over there.
Yeah, there's
in
some
every
up
section.
Here. So, yeah, there are many, many thousands.
Fantastic. Well, we need to pray for you and for you. And perhaps you'd lead us in prayer, but just before you do lead us in prayer, if you'd like to tell us a little bit about those areas we can pray for as we leave here as well for those involved in healthcare.
Yeah, certainly. So I was thinking about this, and I think one of the things is trying to stay hopeful in an organisation that is under-resourced. I think it's important as Christians in our workplaces to try and be... thermostats who set the temperature, not thermometers that measure it from around us. It's very easy to get dragged into being quite disappointed and frustrated. And actually, if we can be full of hope in those difficult situations, that's really important. Continuing to be compassionate in all we do, just echoing Jesus' example, is really important. And raising up leaders who can model biblical principles in these areas of healthcare and social work. And then also the ethical minefields we find ourselves in. I think we all really appreciate the prayers of our church in dealing with those and standing up for biblical truth. There's a slide that is just advertising an event coming up for healthcare workers, which is helping us to do all those things. So if you are a healthcare worker, do have a look at this. Contagious Hope is organised by Love Oxford. It's coming up on March the 2nd. It's going to be a brilliant day to help us to remain hopeful and offer that hope to others.
Okay. Do lead us in prayer.
All right, let's pray about some of those issues. Father God, thank you for the amazing opportunity of representing you in healthcare and social work. Thank you for placing each of us in a unique context where we can shine for you. And we pray for all of us who do work in healthcare. Thank you for the privilege of working with people often at their most vulnerable. Help us to show compassion to all we meet. Help us to demonstrate unconditional love even when it's difficult. Help us to bring hope to those who feel hopeless. We thank you for all that is good about our NHS, and we pray that you'll continue to raise up godly leaders who can have positions of influence to help keep biblical priorities at the heart of all that the NHS stands for. Help local Christians to be brave in standing up for truth in the ethical minefield fields we often find ourselves in. And we especially pray that you'd help each Christian healthcare worker to boldly protect the most vulnerable in our communities, including the unborn, the frail elderly, those with disabilities. Thank you for organisations that support and encourage local Christian healthcare workers. And we thank you for this Engage conference coming up in Oxford soon. Please enable many to attend and to be encouraged to share the hope that you give us in our local hospitals and communities. We pray all these things in your name, Jesus, because you modelled healing and compassion in everything you did and do. Amen.
Amen. Tammy, thank you so much. Fantastic. So we're still moving around the city and thinking for the needs, praying for the peace, the prosperity, the flourishing of those in this city. And I wonder, I know that they're so entranced by colouring their ambulances and minis, but do any of you want to open up, boys and girls, this? Because there might be something in here. Would you like to? Should we pause for a moment and just What do you think might be in there? Any ideas? It isn't an animal or anything living, fortunately. But do you want to unzip it and pull something out? That's great. Fab, I'll move this back round here. Thank you, Will. What do you see there? Do you know what that is? Okay, should we unravel it?
It's a sleeping
bag. Oh, yeah. Let's actually get it out. What do you think it is?
A sleeping bag.
It is a sleeping bag. That's brilliant. Now, just for health and safety wise, I'm going to leave this here, but don't trip up with that there. Okay, now why would I pull out a sleeping bag in the middle of a service at St. Aldate's, kick off my shoes, it's holy ground, and climb into, I haven't thought this through fully, guys, okay, climb into here. Actually, I had the privilege of just heading over to the parish centre to get those pencils earlier. And on the side, just as you go into the corridor, there was a bunch of sleeping bags, pillows, etc. All that just been used last night. And it's a reminder of the Oxford Winter Night Shelter that's ongoing here. And where I'd like us to go next in our prayers is to pray for those who are arguably the most vulnerable and the neediest in our city. It's quite nice to remember. It's nice to read books in bed. But actually, there are many in this city who don't have a warm and comfortable bed. And we're going to go through a series of prayers now. Will's, in fact, going to lead us in a series of prayers, which you'll see on the screen. Those words in bold, we encourage you to read out aloud all together. But Will will guide us through this. And we'll be praying through Isaiah, I think it's Isaiah 58, a prayer that's written by Rachel Smith, one of the members of ACT, which is our ministry from this church for those who are most vulnerable, the ex-offenders and the homeless. Thank you.
Great. So this first prayer we pray together, shall we say it? Lord Jesus, help us to loose the chains of injustice, set the oppressed free. Share our food with the hungry and give the homeless shelter. Open our eyes, God, to the injustices in our city, which we do not yet see. Help us to speak up for those who have no voice and to pursue with passion and strength hope for the poor. Let your light break forth like the dawn and your healing quickly appear. God, please continue to sustain and energize the work of ACT as they give homes to the homeless. Please, would you release more properties to be used in this way? Give wisdom to the team so that they will know how to create true community, how to meet the needs of those they serve, and that their lives may flourish. Give the team, as they discern your will for the future, guide them as ACT seeks to expand and reach out to more vulnerable people in the city. Let your light break forth like the dawn and your healing quickly appear. Help the team who will next week host the community meal here in church. Please move against all who gather here hungry. And please would they leave not just with their stomachs full, but with their hearts full of the knowledge of how long and wide and how deep and strong your love is for them. Let your light break forth like the dawn and your healing quickly appear. God, we thank you for all those running and volunteering with the Oxford Winter Night Shelter this year. Please would you help all involved to foster a sense of community, of safety, and of your presence. God, show them how to proclaim the good news of your love for everyone that they hand out food to. Would your Holy Spirit so fill the buildings involved that men and women dream of you and wake up free from what holds them back from living life fully. Let your light break forth like the dawn and your healing quickly appear. Thank you for the incredible work that goes on in prisons. And we just ask for all those involved from this church and for all those imprisoned in our various prisons around the city. Be with them, Lord, and show them your love. Lord, you guide us always. You satisfy our needs. Help us now to join in with your kingdom work of rebuilding and restoring lives in our city.
Amen.
Amen. Keep moving.
Yeah, okay. So finally, can I invite you all to stand? You're all standing because you have all either been at school, well, we've all been at school, but maybe some of us are students or members of staff of educational establishments. And Matt is going to lead us in a prayer for those staff and students of this city. A reminder that the, and it'll be on the screen here, that there is a verse in Habakkuk. Here we go. For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. The knowledge we pray for our city is that they will know above all that God is God and that he is our light, which is our next slide, which is that motto of Oxford University, which we share with all universities. The Lord is our light. And as Matt prays, I'll be lighting a candle behind.
Yeah, Lord, I just want to lift up to you all the students of this amazing city, God. Those at Brooks, those at Oxford, those at all the other teaching institutions around and the primary and secondary schools, Lord. I really just want to pray that they would see you in their studies, God. I pray that those who are getting so sort of bogged down in academics and different philosophies and thought processes, Lord, that they really discover you at the bottom of it all, God, because you are ultimately the foundation for everything. Lord, I pray for those who are putting their foundation in the wrong things at the moment, be it in sort of alcohol or drugs or other things like that, and that are desperately seeking for more. Lord, I pray that you would really break in. You would just be a light in those situations. God, I particularly pray for the events weeks coming up this term for Oxford Brookes and for Oxford. I really pray that they would be a time where people can come and explore the deep questions of faith and really come to encounter you. God, I pray for the speakers for those events. God, I pray that you might speak through them and that you might just touch the lives of so many students in this city and we really start to see revival in the student community. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Matt. And Matt and the worship team will just about to come up again as we worship. Actually, why don't we remain standing as we prepare to sing? But I'd just like to conclude with this verse here from Philippians 3, verse 20, opening up our final book. We are citizens of heaven where the Lord Jesus Christ lives as we eagerly wait for him to return as our Savior. We are exiles. This is not our home. This is our home from home, and Oxford is a great blessing to live in. But we're called to be salt and light, as God is our light, to this city. And our prayer is, if we're focusing on books, that each person we meet in this city would have their name written in the book of life. For those who confess with their mouths and proclaim in their hearts that Jesus Christ is Lord, will know that they are citizens of heaven, not just citizens here on earth. So we pray for our city and we worship now, our Lord, who is Lord of this city.